minutes. We'll begin with a period of meditation and do a few things in this meditation. One is really just to kind of let ourselves arrive and settle. You know, so I've shared a fair bit of information. This will be an opportunity to kind of drop more down into the body, into our direct experience. So take a few moments to find a comfortable and relaxed sitting posture. So for the posture, some of the main things that are helpful, supportive, are to sit in a way that's comfortable, with the back straight, shoulders relaxed. Just check into how your back is. Are you feeling that you need to tense your muscles to hold your posture? Can you just relax? Can you relax into being here? Let the chest be open. Your hands can be in your lap or on your knees or on your thighs. And if you'd like to, you may already have your eyes closed, but if you like to let your eyes close, you can do that. Let your attention come inward. Alternatively, if you prefer to keep them open, it's helpful to have just a soft, unfocused gaze, maybe kind of half open with looking ahead of you a few feet. Just feel the contact of your body with the chair. We feel the weight of your body pushing down on your buttocks, on your thighs, your feet in contact with the floor. Maybe feel the sensations of contact. Maybe there's heaviness or there's pressure, warmth, pulsing, tingling. It's whatever's present, notice that, bringing a kind and non-judging awareness to your experience. You might find it helpful to take a few deeper breaths. Take a nice, deep, full in-breath, filling the lungs, filling the chest, and then slowly releasing on the out-breath, long, slow out-breath. Until all of the breath has been released, then breathing in, nice, full, deep in-breath. Imagine you're inflating a balloon. And then relaxing, letting go on the out-breath. And again, nice deep in-breath, calming the body as you breathe in, just inviting in a quality of calm. Calming the mind as you breathe out. Just inviting an intention of relaxing, of calm, of ease. Like to take another full breath or two, and then when you're ready, just let the breath settle into its natural rhythm. Let it be just as it is. the breath can be a very helpful resource in meditation. Can be used as a focus for our attention, you know, just being aware of breathing in and breathing out. But even if we're not using the breath as a focus, just to be able to come back to the breath, maybe noticing if we're tight or tense and taking a deeper breath and relaxing back into this moment. You might do that at different times, just during the day, just checking into the body, checking into the emotions, the mind. And then just a nice full deep in-breath, relaxing back into this moment. And you might, if you'd like to, just invite a slight smile to your face, enough to activate the muscles at the corners of your eyes and the corners of your mouth. If it's helpful, you could think of a loved one or a dear friend or a pet, someone or something that easily makes you feel happy or joyful. And the smile itself sends a message to our nervous system and to our brain that we can be at ease. It's kind of an invitation to relax. And you can come back to the smile at different times too, if you're experiencing something difficult or challenging. Just to invite a smile or a half smile to your face. And the smile can also be an expression of the attitude that we seek to bring to our experience. Just see if you can meet whatever's coming up for you with the attitude or with the expression of a smile. I'd like to share a poem that, for me, captures much of this practice of when we set aside some time to bring awareness to our experience, to meditate, to practice mindfulness. It's the sense of creating a space in our lives. And the poem is called Clearing by Martha Postlethwaite. She says, "Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is yours alone to sing falls into your open, cupped hands. And you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue. So this sense of creating a clearing or creating a space in the dense forest of our lives and waiting patiently until clarity or insight comes out of the stillness, out of the silence. And from there, being able to engage and go back into the world. Just notice what's present for you right now. You might find it helpful just to think about the different aspects or elements of your experience as like different channels or stations, like on a radio. It could just bring awareness to your body. Feel the sensations of the body. Not so much not thoughts about the body, but the actual direct experience. How does this body feel right here and right now? Heaviness, tingling, warmth, coolness. Just the direct experience of the body here now. Can you experience the body just as the body? Really as sensation, as feeling. Just recognizing what's present and allowing it to be just as it is, to come and to go. In its own time. And if you'd like to, you could shift the channel, as it were, or the station to sound. Just letting go of the body and sensations of the body and just moving your attention to the sounds that are coming in through your ears. The sound of the kind of mechanical sounds. Outside sounds. Sound of my words. And can you open to the sounds just as sounds without trying to hold on to some or push others away or getting into thoughts about the sounds, just receiving the sounds as they come in. you like, you can then just shift your attention from sound into mood and emotions and mind states. Just notice if there's any emotion that's present right now. Maybe there's some sadness, or there's some frustration, or there's some joy or peace. Just notice that. Notice whatever is present. Maybe there's nothing too obvious. Is there a feeling of restlessness or tiredness? Or calm or peace? Just notice how that feels, whatever's here. Simply aware of what's present in a kind and non-judging way. You might shift your attention to the mind and thoughts that come up. Notice if the mind is very busy, very active with thoughts, or maybe more calm, more settled. And again, whatever is present, just meet it in a friendly and kind way, accepting what is here. So recognizing what's present and allowing it to be just as it is. The Sufi poet Rumi speaks about being human as being like a guest house, and invites us to welcome the guests. You know, whatever is coming to visit you right now, see if you can meet this feeling or this thought or this mood or this sound with a welcoming attitude. He says, welcome the guests, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. See how it is to meet experiences as like guests coming to visit. Even experiences that you might normally want to push away or resist. Just to let them come and express themselves for a while, and when they're ready, just to pass in their own time. If it's helpful to you, you can use the breath or the body, feeling in a particular part of the body perhaps, or the sounds around us as a focus for attention, just a way of gathering your attention. Just letting that be the focal point or the object of your attention. And then when the mind drifts into thought, just keep coming back to your object. when you become aware that you're caught up in thinking, maybe planning or remembering or daydreaming, problem solving, just pause and then gently let your attention come back to the body, to the breath, to wherever you're letting your attention rest. Could be just coming back to awareness of the changing flow of experience, or to the breath, or to the body. And just beginning again in any moment. In this last moments of the meditation, you might just reflect on if there's an intention or an aspiration that you would like to cultivate today in our time together. Perhaps a way of being here, you know, could be to be kind to yourself, to be compassionate, or to be as fully here as you could be. Just to open to the changing flow of experience. Just keeping your mind and your heart open. Just see if there's something for you today that feels like an intention for the day. Finish with a poem that's a kind of a reminder that we can come back to the present at any time, and how life can be that reminder. The world around us can be that reminder. This is Wendell Berry's The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the woodrake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water and feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time I rest in the grace of the world and am free.